1045 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Three police officers in Washington, D.C. have been shot. Their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Not many other details are available right now. For the first time in 150 years, the House has impeached a cabinet member, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, facing criticism for the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
Republicans celebrating the victory, though three GOP lawmakers sided with Democrats, who say this is a policy dispute, not an impeachable offense. After an embarrassing defeat last week, Republicans barely succeeded on their second try, with Congressman Steve Scalise casting that breakthrough vote by returning to Congress after cancer treatment.
The vote would have been even closer if the results of a special election held yesterday in New York were in place. Democrat Tom Suozzi winning back his old seat, which had been held by now indicted former Republican Congressman George Santos. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative maps proposal to sign into law. Evers' maps bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the maps case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. St. Louis County allowed residents to evaluate voting machines at the St. Louis County Courthouse on Tuesday. The community evaluation is meant to restore confidence in voters that their elections are being conducted fairly, a critical reassurance for people amid persisting rhetoric about election security. With the presidential primary less than a month away, election officials are making sure their equipment works properly and residents feel confident that their votes will be counted. All counties are required to conduct the test. Due to a lack of snowfall and warm weather in the area, the Slumberland American Birkbeiner Ski Race has been forced to make changes to the course. According to the organizers of the race, the course will be reduced to a 10-kilometer loop that racers will have to make 5 trips around. Racers will also not be allowed to warm up or test their wax before the events due to the lack of snow. Organizers also noted that they are still looking for volunteers to help with the race, and anybody interested can sign up on their website. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my birds.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a 4-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and AJ Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. It just, things just are so out of whack, Dr. Craig. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to get back to a sensical place in this country. You know, Republicans impeached Mayorkas yesterday, and they're celebrating as if they've accomplished something that's going to make a difference in what's happening in our nation, Dr. Craig. What have we come to?
Well, when you think about how to achieve something like, I don't know, run government at this point. I don't even, even talking about any kind of thing, problem we need to solve. Then you need to understand the other side, the opposition, and they will maximize power no matter what. So what are they doing here? They're taking something that is supposed to be incredibly rare and has been historically an impeachment for very specific kind of public offenses and turned it into a, we don't like your policy and therefore we're going to impeach you for political advantage.
Right.
And so what they've done is they've made impeachment partisan so it can't be used when there are real crimes. Let's take a second Trump presidency. It becomes harder because the public's like, oh, each side impeaches the other side. It's just, and of course they pollute the public airwaves and the public mind with their accusations that there was something impeachable, because a lot of people don't have the time or inclination to dig into that. And there's another group that will believe whatever they're told by them because they want to believe it, because it meets up, fulfills something for them about the world. And so this is what degrades democracy and allows authoritarianism to take place. And we see that with policy. They have within their grasp a right-wing Republican turn immigration policy that Democrats ought to oppose, actually. And they still can't do that because they're afraid Biden will get credit for it. And so you had Donald Trump, one tweet from Trump, and then a couple calls. And first, that the House caved instantly. It took McConnell a little while, but he caved too. And so here we are. The Democrats said, well, do what you want, which I don't support that position. But look at them, they still can't accept it, right? Because they don't want to govern. And you think about immigration, Earl, they're not trying to solve the immigration problem. They've just revealed that to anyone who's willing to listen. They just want to keep it a crisis so they can politicize it. And remember, It's been two decades since we had even marginal immigration reform, and it's because they have blocked it. So they've created a crisis that they are now politically benefiting from. That is their new playbook.
Dr. Craig, it's been since 1870, since, you know, a person of this stature has been impeached. And so when we talk about impeachment, that's based on people doing something illegal or some sort of crime that has been committed in office. What crime did Mayorkas commit?
So there are two. The thing to understand on impeachment is, and this is where the Trump legal defense is completely counter-historical and counter-precedent. First of all, the framers of the Constitution thought, and this goes back to English precedent, that there were crimes that were not in the criminal code that only public officials that were people in a strong position of trust could commit. Okay, so it is wrong to say if it's not in the current criminal code that it's not impeachable, but it would include things in the criminal code. So what it is breaches of public trust. So it would be that he decided to undermine Congress, undermine the president, right? Do illegal things or do things that were not authorized, that basically govern on his own at the border, right, or immigration policy. It'd be things of that nature, or it'd be bribery, you know, taking a bribe from some contractor. There are many of them that benefit from our immigration system and are paid, right? Something like that. And it is not, and they have a contrary position, and they're good at that because no, their side doesn't care. How is it all Biden's fault that we have an open border, which is a smear repeated by the media? It's not open, okay? And then, but then it's Mayorkas doing it. So who's doing it? Is Mayorkas committing impeachable offenses, or is he taking the direction from Biden? And is it Joe Biden who's committing impeachable offenses? Of course, neither of them are. That's the point.
You know, Dr. Craig, I was, you know, looking at the Associated Press this morning. And they had this to say, and I think this is so important, and you're not going to hear it much at all, but it needs to be said. This article, arrest for illegal crossings on the U.S. border with Mexico fell by half in January, from record highs in December to the third lowest month of Joe Biden's presidency, authorities said Tuesday. The sharp drop is welcome news for the White House, even if it proves temporary, as immigration becomes one of the biggest issues in this year's presidential election. Had you heard of that?
Yeah, obviously it fluctuates. I want to make sure a lot of your listeners have heard of the difference between upstream thinking and downstream thinking. Upstream is, you know, what the cause, right? What is underlying? And downstream is just the symptoms, and those can change, right? And if you just try to treat symptoms, it's more expensive and less effective. So the border crossings were a symptom of long-term problems. We undermined the governments of Central America and destabilized them, put in right-wing dictators during the Cold War, and that has had horrendous consequences. Our economic system actually punishes lower-income, middle-income countries like Central America and South America. So their economies are trash, partly to benefit us.
Right.
And then we have climate change that we're not addressing, which is making places more and more uninhabitable and going to cause mass migration beyond this. And then we had Trump, who illegally, I mean, court decisions, violated U.S. law to keep people in Mexico. So there's pent-up demand. So when Biden went back to law, that is when there was a surge. In addition to these causes, they're not talking about any of those. And so, of course, it's going to go down probably because the surge from moving from Trump's illegal policies is going to abate. But the immigration crisis overall is going to continue. So the Democrats should be wary about saying it's kind of like, oh, crime ticked down this month. And I mean, you're admitting that when it ticks up, it's your fault, and that somehow what everyone wants to focus on, downstream things like how many people we arrested, are the solution as opposed to the fundamental causes of crime or migration.
Let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Well, you know, your guest, Dr. Craig, he said that we don't have an an open border. Well, it might not be exactly open, but if you get into this country crossing the Rio Grande or whatever you do, they help you across. Then they tell you to show up, and then you're supposed to show up. They're not going to show up. All I want is this. I want to know who's coming in this country. I don't want criminals coming into this country. I don't want human trafficking coming into this country. I don't want fentanyl coming into this country. And it's going to cost us $187 billion because of all the illegal people that are in this country. Now, yes, do we have enough jobs for all these people? Well, sure. You know, if they get out there and they get their citizenship or at least a green card, you know. But the fact of the matter is, it's maybe not technically open, but it's ridiculous the amount of people coming into this country.
Hey, Gary, let's let Dr. Craig respond. Dr. Craig.
Good rendition of the talking points, Gary. let's go through them. Open just means there's no regulation, okay? It's a smear, and no one should allow it. And I understand why partisans would use it, but the media talks about that. That's number one. Number two, we have international law. We crafted a lot of this international law. People have a right to seek asylum, okay? And when they make an asylum claim, and this happens in all other democracies, then there is a process. That is all we're talking about. Now, if you wanted to have Najme delays where people aren't basically brought in and then there's a long period, then you fund the immigration system and have a lot more judges. And the Republicans have been blocking that because they want the crisis, right? And so you talked about the cost. You gave some number, cock number. You can't do economic analysis when talking about, unless you're talking about the pros and cons of immigration. And immigration is enormously economically benefited, the U.S. continues to. And if you listen even to Republican legislators here in Wisconsin, they're on about labor shortages all the time. Guess what? There are a lot of sectors where we need more workers and we need immigration. There are others where we're not doing a good enough job of preparing people who don't have good jobs here now for those jobs. Republicans block that as well. But if you just say it's an open border, which sounds bad, you say bad guys are coming. Oh, fentanyl. It comes over mostly in cars and legal checkpoints like San Diego or boats. It doesn't come over this way primarily. It's not the way it's brought, but you repeat it over and over again, and people think that the open border is causing people to get killed by fentanyl.
You know, Dr. Craig, you talked about all of these negative things about these people coming over here, as if all these people coming over here are bringing, we don't want criminals. We don't want any more criminals coming into our country is the sentiment. One of the other things that he's kind of pointing at, and there's nothing to corroborate that, Dr. Craig. But so it's easy to repeat these things when nobody challenges them on facts.
And I don't know Gary's ethnic background, but they said this about the Irish, about Italians, about Poles, all Eastern Southern Europeans, Jewish people. They said this about all of them, the bigots back in the day. Now we've normalized it even more.
All right, 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people going to say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. As always, on Wednesday at this time, my guest is my good friend, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And so, you know, we're talking about, you know, again, the fact that Republicans have impeached, you know, Mayorkas, and nothing's going to change. Let's go to Stephen from Cudahy. Good morning to you, Stephen. Your thoughts quickly.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning. Good morning, Earl and your guests. A quick question. I have a problem with the Republicans, and it kills me that they talk about jobs, 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 and they send it overseas like the carrier in Indiana when Trump made his stump speech, we need American jobs, American jobs. I think only 6 or 8 were kept in Indiana. 2 or 3 were management, and the other few were robotic positions. And it kills me that the Republicans complain about it, that why are you guys using illegal immigrants? Because I work in the construction business, and all these guys are right-wing sportsmen for Walker and all that. And the first two is illegal immigrants. And the thing is, why don't you give people better wages and tax and penalize these Americans that normally use illegal immigrants. That would pretty much stop it all.
Hey, Steve, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Steve?
Stephen's got to something critical as far as I said upstream, my fundamental causes, and that is that employers want more cheap, exploitable labor. And so that's partly why Republicans don't actually want to close off immigration, because their funders who fund their campaigns and they do the bidding of with giant tax cuts don't actually want that, but they're fine with them using it as a political cudgel. And here's the other part, right? Them having no legal status, not having a path to citizenship, makes them more exploitable. So they're in the shadows. So that benefits these employers. It's the modern sweatshop. And quite frankly, we talked about open border as a big lie. Well, another one is amnesty. Ronald Reagan was one of the greatest committers of amnesty in modern American history, and you build airports and monuments to him. It's always pushed by conservatives. He was for this amnesty. It's not amnesty. It is having a path to citizenship for people who are part of this community, creating wealth, are in our neighborhoods, are already in our churches, are already contributing in every way, and are not criminals. There are criminals in every group. They're not disproportionately criminal, anything more. They're mostly fleeing crimes by broken societies caused by our economic policy and our foreign policy. Again, upstream. So he's absolutely right. And the Republican policy of continuing the crisis benefits employers. They still get the cheap employable labor, but God forbid they actually should seal the border, which is not what they want to do. They just want to tell you all that. The talking points will change if they had full control.
Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. Your thoughts?
Good morning. One of the things that I was wanting to talk about as far as exploitable labor, which the doctor brought up, is the fact that when these immigrants work on the farms or industry or wherever, they pay into the taxes with their checks. I mean, they're paying income tax, the federal tax, and Social Security. They cannot apply for it. And so the government is making money off of these poor people. So they don't want to really stop this immigration at all because the system is working to benefit the government. And what these people are complaining about has been going on for centuries. This is not something that just started with Biden or with Obama. It's been going on for years.
Susan,
it has to stop.
You are pretty perceptive. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Absolutely. Susan has it right on. And if you think about it, they contribute. So Susan added that. And it's a big lie to say they're just taking from us. They're on welfare. They're taking our jobs, right? No, they don't get Social Security and they pay into it, because they don't have legal status. And we get cheap fruits and vegetables because we have addicted right. to cheap consumer prices. We get cheaper services. I'll throw lawn care out there, or janitorial, right? Where you see a lot of people of
landscaping, roofing.
Yeah. And so
drywalling.
And they're the ones being exploited. And they did exactly what everyone in this country did at some point in their forebears, that came voluntarily. African Americans, a different category. They came involuntarily, right? Or Native Americans right. were here and were dispossessed. But aside from that, everyone else came here voluntarily and tried to make it. And they weren't, and they, to some degree, they were branded as criminals or subhuman. Irish were. I know that's hard to understand, but yeah, no Irish need not, apply was a common sign in a lot of the 19th century on storefronts and other jobs. But of course they were used to build things like the Erie Canal, where there was a massive death rate, or the Panama Canal later, if you want to talk about later waves of immigration.
Let's see. 844-967-2789. We got up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is here with me as always. 844-967-2789. Next, news, weather, and sports.
Wednesday on Nightlight, author Doug Heim joins the show. Check us out in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Whatever gets you through the night.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The school district of Maple is raising money for a new turf field at its high school. The district has set a goal of $600,000 to install a new turf field at Northwestern High School. Officials say their current turf field is 6 years past its life expectancy, and getting a new field is crucial for student and athlete safety. The district is offering rewards for big donations, including logos on the press box, new gate, scoreboard, and a plaque on the donor board for donations of $200,000 or more. One Roof Community Housing has announced it is constructing two new affordable housing buildings in Duluth. According to a Fox 21 report, the building will be able to hold 12 individuals for each apartment. Funding for the project came from the City of Duluth and St. Louis County, and One Roof has also partnered with the Salvation Army to staff the buildings after they're completed. Officials expect that the project could be completed sometime this spring, and people will be able to move into the building shortly after. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid addressed the near Donnybrook on the sidelines between him and star tight end Travis Kelce during the Super Bowl. Reid told the press that Kelce was demanding to go into the game. This contradicts reports from the sideline that heard Kelce demand Reid stop sending nude selfies to Kelce's girlfriend, or anyone for that matter. On behalf of the world, thank you, Travis. Katy Perry says that this will be her last season on American Idol. The announcement came on Jimmy Kimmel Live and was a bit of a surprise. Perry stated the reason for her departure is due to a big music festival she will perform at in Rio. She told Jimmy Kimmel, quote, "It's a big deal for people all over the world, especially my Brazilian fans." I assume she meant fans of hers that are of Brazilian descent and not, well, never mind. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy and mild today. We'll get to 39 by early to mid-afternoon, but we will see some light snow developing by late afternoon. Our high, again, 39, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, little accumulation. Our low, 18. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, high of 29. Friday, partly cloudy, 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. All our awesome farmers market.
Keep on talking till I can go on. I see it your way.
the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my popular guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on board. We still got folk on the line, Dr. Craig. We got some other things I want to talk about, but we'll certainly go to them. Dr. Craig and I were talking about Mayorkas being impeached, and it just went down to why. And let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, not the corporations. And I hope people wake up and realize that. Second, I wanted to ask Dr. Craig, Mark Pocan has some real concerns about Evers signing off on these maps rather than letting them go.
Well, so, Tom, I was going to go there. But, you know, go ahead. You're already there. Go ahead.
I just want to understand why the concerns are there. I don't understand it completely. Something to do with the 7th District or something like that. But I want to understand why it is that he has the concern. Because I do think that Ever should just let those go to the Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court. But I want to know maybe what you think, Dr. Craig, in terms of that. Sorry about that, Earl.
Well, that's all right. That's all right, Tom. So let's do this, Dr. Craig. Before we go there, I think we've got one more caller on the last topic, and then we'll go there. Stephen, you're up.
Hey, Dr. Craig. First of all, I want to thank you because you went on the Earl Show. I'm now part of Citizen Action. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't hear you on your show and really know what it's about. So I want to thank you for that, first off. Second off, as far as this impeaching Mayorkas thing, I think it's a dangerous precedent to set to start impeaching people for political reasons and not for actual crimes that are committed. I just wanted to know what your kind of thought process on that whole deal is. Thank you.
Hey, Stephen, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig.
You're right. And by the way, Thomas Jefferson thought we should have a Constitutional Convention every 20 years. So a lot of the founders didn't actually think this would be the Constitution forever. But the impeachment clause is very limited, and it's not used enough. There are a lot of things that have been very problematic that impeachment has not been used for. But it's the only mechanism there, particularly since the Department of Justice for president says they can't be prosecuted when they're president. That's not in the Constitution. That's just a legal memo from them. It could be changed. And so you can't take them to criminal court or anything else, a president, that is. You could take, actually, a Secretary of Homeland Security. And what it does is it removes the one thing we have to hold people accountable in office, because it simply says it's a partisan thing, and that when you have a policy disagreement, which is our whole system is designed to deal with policy disagreement and people come from different perspectives and find some way to come up with a common ground or consensus. And there could be strong disagreements and people run on those against the people who they were opposed to. That has to be separate. So, yeah, it's a horrible precedent because now they've trashed the one serious accountability measure we have for public crimes, that is both things in the criminal code and breaches of public trust by federal officials.
Dr. Craig, he's also a great new member of Citizen Action.
Great. And I just, on the topic of immigration, I looked at PolitiFact, which, you know, is kind of stale and lame, but they do conclude in their tepid language that the term open border is inconsistent with Biden's immigration policies because he supports security measures at the border, and there are miles of fences and other barriers, and there are immigration officials trying to stop people. So just if anyone cares about facts, that is the fact.
Right, let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. Your thoughts?
Great topic, as always, Earl. You know, with the impeachment of Mayorkas, which is
how should I say, totally out of order for our political arena. I think we have to run a tab on all these investigations, what it's costing the American taxpayer, and are they willing to fund that kind of political showmanship, if you want to call it, because we have a lot more important things on our issue to on our plate to accomplish. And if we ran a tab in the cost, now you're giving them something that they don't like, and that's accountability. I want to ask your thoughts. I'll hang up.
Thank you very much for that, Bill.
I think you're right about the hypocrisy, because they Republicans complain about all other a lot of any other expenditures they don't like. I'm not sure, though I like where the caller's going, that's the most persuasive right now anyway, because Republicans have trashed the whole concept of who's spending money, who's rep the deficit, because since Ronald Reagan started giving away massive tax cuts, the party of deficits and reckless spending has been the Republicans, including Trump, including George W. Bush, and Democrats like Obama and Biden have actually reduced the deficit. So they've kind of trashed that whole discourse. But I do think we used to have a better sense of civics where we understood that malicious prosecutions, this is in the court system, aren't only unfair, they delegitimize legitimate prosecutions and undermine our rule of law and order. And that's what this does for the separate but critically important impeachment function of Congress.
You know, Dr. Craig, Tom from L.A. stole my thunder. So Robin Voss and the Republicans on the state level have voted in or passed Governor Evers, what's the word I'm looking for? Governor Evers, maps, Governor Evers maps, something as simple as that. So they passed Governor Evers maps, and you know, the same maps that they refused to pass in the past, Dr. Craig. And so Governor Evers, they kind of forced him into a situation, and I don't know why he should be forced. He's in a situation where he's in a power situation. Well, you said that you would, if we pass, you know, these maps, you would agree to it. I don't understand why the governor should be in that situation, Dr. Craig, where he says, well, I said I would pass them, so I'm going to pass them. Only one Democrat from the legislature agreed to those maps. They want to wait and see what the Supreme Court does. Your thoughts? I mean, to expect Robin Voss to do something that, you know, he knows that he's in the worst situation he's ever been in.
I mean, I have a strong opinion, but I also want to respect other legitimate opinions on this. And I don't think Robin Voss is he's going to take the best maps he can get.
Right.
And he's only moving. This is power maximizing Republican Party because he thinks this is the best deal he can get. If he could, and it was best said by, Van Weingart, the senator from Racine, he said they're asking us to choose between being killed by gunshot, by torture, or by stabbing, and we're taking the stabbing. So it is simply a power thing. Look, let's say you were trying to negotiate a business deal, a home sale, or something. You make an offer at a certain point. The person can't necessarily come back way later, years later, and say, oh, we'll take that. In other words, it's off the table because you forced us, Democrats in general, to win a giantly expensive election, get a legitimate Supreme Court, and then go through all of this. And you've been threatening all the way to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, etc. And the only reason, you don't even have to go deeper to know that Robin Voss has to think that the state Supreme Court doing this will lead to less generous maps to his side than the Evers maps. And therefore, this is the best they're going to get. It's a stabbing, as Senator Van Weingart said, rather than a shooting or a torture. And so that's all it is. Now, he brought up Mark Pocan, and I've known Mark since he was on the county board. He's a very shrewd person in terms of politics. Mark would know better than I the impact on the federal congressional districts. He is all over that.
Right.
And I would, you know, I'd ask him about that. But I mean, I would if I was talking, saw him or we were having a conversation.
Right.
But as far as what he said in the Journal Sentinel, and maybe he said things in other places, he says something that terrifies me. You see, the Republicans have been trying to get this to federal court so the U.S. Supreme Court can intervene and get back to their maps. He thinks that this is more vulnerable to going to federal court and bring the U.S. Supreme Court, the Trump majority, in. And if that's the case, and if leaving it to the state Supreme Court, where we have three very strong women who are the majority, and they would know better how to make sure this stays out of any federal legal issue, right, whatsoever, that could bring in the U.S. Supreme Court, then I would trust it to them. Plus, look, I mean, Evers's maps are a negotiating move he made. Like, here's my offer, and he's someone who very much craves bipartisan compromise. They're not necessarily the most objective maps. I think the way to get the fairest maps, because this isn't just about Democrats and how well they do. This is about the people's right to elect their representatives, and we should have a completely objective process. And the only one out there is the state Supreme Court. So but Pocan is that the idea of bringing the U.S. Supreme Court in. They knocked back, gave us worse maps than before 2 years ago with Justice Amy Coney Barrett intervening in the rocket docket, which is very illegitimate. If there's a risk of that, as Congressman Pocan says, and I have no reason not to believe him, then that's terrifying. But here's the problem, Earl. The governor's strength and weaknesses, he craves bipartisan compromise and thinks it's good for his brand. And it can't be that. You have to make the compromise that makes sense, not the compromise you can get another compromise on your record to campaign on. That is not the way to govern.
You know, Dr. Craig, a month or so ago, or maybe a little bit longer than that, the belief was that the United States Supreme Court would not take this up, especially in the window that would be necessary to impact the election coming up in November. So how is that all of a sudden changed?
Mark Pocan thinks that somehow the legislature doing it with the governor opens it up potentially to Supreme Court scrutiny. It's outside of this case. This case, Law Forward, the plaintiffs, and I've read the 95-page original complaint, they were very careful to keep this all in state law so there was no basis. But federal judges look for issues in maps that they go through the normal process. So I'm guessing that is what, but Mark Pocan not only would be in touch with Mark Elias and the federal lawyers in the federal redistricting case in Wisconsin to get fair congressional maps, he'd be in touch with the Law Forward lawyers. I'm not. So I trust his judgment. Now, the governor and his people have a lot of information. If they have better information and they decide to sign it on that basis,
they should make a
political judgment here because they like bipartisan compromises, then that's terrible leadership. So I don't know which one it is. That's why I'm trying to say an if-then here. But I fear because schools are closing, teachers being laid off around the state because the governor celebrated an education funding deal that he shouldn't have taken and he should have fought on.
844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hang on the lines. You're tuned in to The Earl Ingram Show.
This
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
At thriveent.com.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha.
Welcome back to what is the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show on a Valentine's Day, 2024. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you in the listening audience. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Tom, you're up.
Earl. So, yes, Earl. This is what Mark Pocan said, just so we get it right. It pretty much guarantees that the GOP will have someone challenge these maps in the Seventh Circuit. And I bet the GOP leadership had so much excitement over this. I really think that Tony Evers is making a huge mistake with this whole idea of bipartisanship and compromise, because honestly, it's the people of Wisconsin, all voters, that will get screwed over in this deal, and then they won't even be able to run these new maps in November, more than likely. This is really a travesty, and I think Evers needs to, I don't know if he's already signed it or what, but he needs to.
No, he hasn't signed it yet.
Get rid of these.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
I'm feeling Tom's right. What I hope happens is if he's thinking about signing them, which everyone thinks he is, and I have reason to believe that because I can't say where I heard it, but I have a lot of sources in the legislature. He was lobbying for the other deal offered until he got phone calls from high up saying this is a bad idea, Governor. Maybe he'll get those phone calls again. But him and Mark Pocan should compare notes. He shouldn't just proceed on political grounds. And maybe they're doing it now. I hope so. But I think I know there's a risk because he was initially in favor of the last bad compromise that was worse because he loves bipartisan deals and started to lobby for it with Democratic legislators until some people got to him, that phone calls would be in order. There's a general line for the governor. Civic Media has a huge footprint, Earl. He may be deciding right now. He may be talking to Mark Pocan, lawyers like the national law firm that filed the lawsuit, Mark Elias and his firm, others, and hopefully he'll be deciding. And I also think he needs to take into account the congressional maps, which Mark Pocan is thinking about. He is responsible for state politics more as our governor, but Mark Pocan has been very much the ringleader on the fact that the congressional maps are also one Democratic. We have a 50-50 state with 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats.
You know, Dr. Craig, the Democratic House just picked up another vote. George Santos' seat has now gone over to the Democrats, at least for the time being. Your thoughts?
I mean, it's very interesting that despite all of this sky is falling polling about the Democrats, they keep to overperform in every election that actually takes place. So, and polling has been wildly off a lot. So perhaps we shouldn't make decisions based on President Biden's approval ratings, especially given that they're low for every leading prime minister or president of a Western democracy right now. There is something in the air where, because of the caustic nature of our politics and of modern conservatism, that no one can be popular anymore. So that's part of it. One thing that scares me, Earl, is the fellow who won, who's a former congressman.
I don't know if that's how to pronounce his name, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wasn't going to try, but yeah. you're courageous. I mean, it's been at an NPR. The professionals have been practicing it for a couple weeks now. He's done what fails long term. That is, he started jumping on right wing talking points about things like immigration. And I think that he wants to close the border. That scares me because that never works long term. Bill Clinton, being the welfare reform person and the tough on crime person, did not take the issue away from Republicans, and it just did a lot to harm people by implementing bad Republican policies. But it's obviously better to have him than the opponent, who was, you know, just reading MAGA talking points and apparently wasn't really campaigning, was not much of a retail politician.
Well, you know, the impact, it's one other vote in the House. How many seats? Two votes
majority. But she did run a gross anti-immigration Super Bowl ad for $3.5 million.
What I'm saying is that seat now goes over to the Democrats. What is the count now?
Two votes now.
Oh, it's two votes now.
Which means that he can't lose anyone now. This already highly illegitimate House Speaker,
right?
Johnson, and. So he Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or any of them, I mean, he has a lot of crazies there, can unseat the apple cart. And so why he won't bring up the immigration bill, because they will remove him, because it only takes one person to cause a removal vote. And therefore, and the Democrats aren't going to vote for him as speaker. And why should they?
You know, Dr. Craig, this is a year that they'll be talking about for, you know, it's safe to say decades to come. Every election year, presidential election year, is always something that's critically important. But this one and all the other things that surround it, Dr. Craig, is, you know, you've been around a lot of different presidential elections, but this one is special, right?
I mean, there have been others that have been critical, but yeah, this is a fateful moment because closest we've been in a long time to losing what is supposed to be the great creation of the United States, a large-scale democracy, diverse, and what is a accomplishment of more recent vintage, because it failed during Reconstruction, multiracial democracy, which is part of this backlash. So yes, and so I don't know what history will be told, because if it goes the wrong way, we may have people who distort history, you see the Florida curricula,
right,
saying what our history is.
Dr. Craig, as always, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate you and your involvement. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Up next, Jane Mattenair and Greg Bosch, Mattenair on Air. And Calvin, thank you as always, man. See you guys on tomorrow.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.